It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening? A lot of assessment is going on right now about the Jaguars as they head into week three to play the Arizona Cardinals, and everybody has an answer or a solution to what may be wrong with the 0-2 Jaguars. I'm Tony Wiggins, as always, your host of Locked On Jaguars here, and we thank you for joining us here because it's your team every day. A reminder that we are free on all platforms on YouTube. Please subscribe, hit that subscribe button, tune it, check it in, hit the like button. Also, Odyssey, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts, we're there and we're free on all platforms. I got to let you know about the Locked On NFL Draft. They rebooted the other day on the 20th with new hosts Eric Crocker and Ryan Tracy, my boys, and they bring it to you all the way live. So I need you to follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on YouTube, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get into what we're going to get into today. I'm going to tell you why numbers can lie to you. Well, numbers don't lie to you, but they also don't tell the whole truth. Lots of people putting out information about the Jaguars. I guess some of it is to make you feel good. Some of it is to try to give you the idea or the impression that things aren't going as bad as you think they might be going. I don't know why it always comes up, but I'm going to use some things from the past to describe to you or to show you that numbers did not always tell you things that were helpful. And it also did not lead the Jaguars to doing things that were conducive to winning. And why sometimes they kind of make you make poor decisions too. So it's like things that you commit because of the flawed way of looking at numbers and the things that you omit from your flawed way of looking at numbers. So let's get into it. Why am I discussing this? Because right now everybody wants to try to figure out what's going on with the team. What's the matter with the Jaguars? Is this, is it this, is it this? Well, let me use the numbers to say this. And there are times that I think what happens is people get used to trying to justify whether they're right or wrong about something. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that if you were off about something or if you were wrong about something. I was wrong about the Houston Texans. There you go. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. I think something's wrong with when you're obvious and you're hell-bent on just never, ever, ever accepting it. You're waiting on it to finally fail, even if it fails at a lesser place or a later place than you thought it was going to fail. Or you just hell-bent on never, ever admitting it, and you're going to use anything and everything to justify your belief or justify whatever you thought was right. And because a lot of people's brands, let's just face it, they're built on having credibility. To me, having credibility doesn't mean being right all the time. To me, having credibility means just to honestly assess what you see. And if you saw something wrong, just say it. So in terms of the Jacksonville Jaguars, here's my assessment of the Jaguars. I know what my eyeballs tell me. And my eyeballs tell me they're one of the two worst teams in the National Football League. Not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. Do I want it to be that way? Hell no. Did I think it was going to be that way? No. There you go. So right now, I'm already admitting to you that that's not the way that I thought it was going to go. I really didn't. And for those that say, well, they were 1-15 team last year, what did you expect? I expected them to be better because they fired the coach and they fired the entire staff. The same one that we criticized it every week for being inept, for saying that they're going to throw crap on the wall, for switching quarterbacks the way you change socks, for taking a different approach and for not having a discipline and seeming like the management was saying one thing and the coach was saying another, and then making boneheaded decisions on fourth down and poor challenges and not taking advantage that you had the two of the best special teams players in the league and not getting field position. Running that same Otto Leo BS defense forever, we wanted him to get rid of. So with all of those things, you tell me that I expected them or any of you guys that were criticizing them last year expected them to start the season the same way. No. We got a generational talent at quarterback, even though that quarterback is a rookie. I have news for you. When Gardner Minshew won six games as a six-round rookie on a bad team, where were you then? Where was the rookie excuse at that point? I want to know. There was no rookie excuse. There was no, well, we're playing with a rookie and he's young. Gardner Minshew was young and he was a six-round pick that nobody wanted and he won six games on a bad team. Is this an indictment of Trevor? Uh-uh, it's not. Let's challenge our excuses and let's challenge our expectations and let's cut out the BS of this being a situation where we want to make excuses for why this team isn't winning. Okay? I expected them to be better. Am I angry that they're not better? No, because I don't have any skin in the game. I'm upset for the fan base. Does it feel like I don't have egg on my face, or I have egg on my face because I thought they were going to be better and they weren't? No, it's not personal for me. I'm gonna get these shows popping and get these podcasts off whether they win or whether they lose. And newsflash for you, sometimes when they lose, the podcast does more numbers. So my motivation isn't to be negative, or my motivation is to be honest and try to figure out, just like you guys, what the hell is going on with this team. And the quicker we can figure out what's going on, we can at some point start to say or imagine, well, when can it get better? Because that's what this whole thing was about. When everything ended last year and the Jaguars had the number one pick and Shad said they were going after a big coach, you knew better was on the horizon. And I don't blame you if you still feel that way, and it's good. But right now, it's not better. Right now, we're still stuck on stupid and in the same spot we were last year. You got people already out there saying tank for Kip Thibodeau already. Did we think we wanted to leave the unfamiliar territory? But we are not here. And we're not there. We're still here. Every time I turn around, what I see is somebody, colleague or not, putting up a stat about how the Jaguars aren't that bad. I didn't think the line played that poorly. They allowed this many pressure. They're averaging this many yards a carry. The quarterback is second in the league throwing the ball down the field. All of that. But at the end of the day, you had a headache Sunday afternoon at about 3 o'clock, a hangover that didn't come from alcohol on Monday. A lack of hopelessness is so bad, you're saying on to Cincinnati, and they don't even play Cincinnati this week because you think they're going to get whipsawed by Arizona. And it's looking like everyone has conceded that they're 0-3 and just hoping they can win a Thursday night game against Tennessee. I saw somebody say, well, we can beat Atlanta, so at least we'll go 1-16. Is this where you thought you would be? I'm not trying to make you feel worse. I'm trying to make you feel better. I'm trying to tell you to stop listening to people and stop reading people that's going to make you lie to yourself. I think those players and those coaches need people that have a high expectation to be the fan base. They don't need people that's going to make excuses for them. And I think they probably don't even like people like that, to be honest with you. When you're critical of the team, you probably think, oh, man, I'm going to make somebody mad. You probably won't be making them mad. You know what they're probably saying? You right. The last thing they need is somebody to sit there and coddle them. Get your nipple out of their mouth. They ain't no babies. They're pros. You need to be expecting way more than what you're getting. And I bet you if you corner Urban Meyer up and corner five of the six of the leaders on that team up and say, listen to this and listen to this group of fans and the way Wig talks, and then somebody who says you ought to be nicer on podcasts and give people hope, and I guarantee if you tell them to listen to those two groups of people, they slam the door so fast on those other people, it's not even funny. Because they want to feel the way we talk and the way we think, and that's what they want in that organization. Now, I don't know how to get to it, so I'm not going to front because I don't coach and I don't play, but I know what I'm looking at and I know what I expect, and you should too. So y'all can keep all these numbers, throwing all these numbers around and saying numbers don't lie. Yeah, and they don't tell the whole story either. Here's a number for you. 0-2. That's the number you need to think about. Let's talk more about it here on Locked On Jaguars on a hump day. I ain't playing with y'all today, man. I'm on one. So let's get into it in the second segment. What we're going to do is I'm going to show you some numbers of some guys who ain't here no more. And I'm going to tell you how all of a sudden we get selected by why numbers should be the whole story, or why we should be pulling out numbers when everybody in that stadium who had a TV the last 2 weeks, they understand what they saw, and even in the preseason. And we'll discuss that more here on a Wednesday on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you guys about betonline.ag, because BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Now, listen, college has been pretty much status quo. Nobody's been upsetting anyone. Unless you're a Florida State fan, I'll tell you right now, you need to take the other team and, in my opinion, give away the points, because it ain't going to be close. But that being said, with my little personal stuff out of it, you get new updated site interface, even more odds, props, contests. BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. This is what you need to do. Head to the website to use your mobile device or your laptop to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Now, this is something you need to pay attention to now, because they're giving you something. That's double your initial deposit for just signing up. And don't forget to use the promo code Locked On. From football, basketball, boxing, Vegas casino games, UFC, all of that stuff. Take advantage of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports is at BetOnline, and they're your online sportsbook experts. Don't forget to use the promo code, which is, come on, say it with me, it's Locked On. Also, listen here, Jaguar fans. My name is Tony Wiggins. You all know that. Now, the thing is we talk about making your money. Now we're going to talk about saving your money. The way you save money is you get on your app on the App Store or on Google Play and just download this app. It's called Get Upside, all right? Get Upside, because listeners that I've contacted are they're making up 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. And we know, we paid attention, gas prices are going up, so you need as much money as you can get. Just download the free Get Upside app and start right now. Use the promo code Touchdown and you'll get a 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free. I said for free. And use the promo code Touchdown to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month, man, in cash. Cash, that's no catch. The cash gets added right back to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank, to PayPal, an e-gift, or you can get an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app. Said it again, it's free. And use the promo code Touchdown to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's Touchdown, and the app is Get Upside. All right. I know it felt like in that first segment I was going, oops, upside your head, but I absolutely was not. I'm just trying to get you guys to look. If somebody else wants to lie to you, that's fine. Don't lie to yourself. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel better to understand that you can temper and change up and switch up your expectations. And you can get to the idea and get to the point really, really quickly that, look, if you know where you are, then you know what to look for to see if you're improving. And numbers won't do that to you. I'll give you a case in point. Blake Bortles threw for over 4,000 yards and 35 touchdowns, and I went on radio and said he is not the answer. And there were folks that wanted to tell me, well, he threw for 35 touchdowns. There's a number. He was voted in the NFL top 100. There's a number. And I don't care what those numbers says. Here's a number for you. 2020. That's what my vision is. And I said, he ain't it. A couple of years later, the Jaguars went to the AFC Championship game. Folks says they were up by 16 points or 18 points in the fourth quarter, with X amount of time to go, and they gave up a 4th and 16. There's a number, a lot of them, 10, 18, 4, 4th and 16, a whole bunch of numbers. Well, you forgot about these numbers, didn't you? 51 seconds to go with two timeouts. There's two numbers for you, and they took a knee. That told me that they didn't believe he was it. But what did they do? Fifth-year option. There's another number for you, a fifth-year option, and $26 million in guaranteed money. Another number, right? Well, I got one for you. One more year. That's all he had, and he was gone. And you had to give Nick Foles $100 million, and I think about $50 million to get guaranteed. You won't pay attention to numbers. These are the numbers that you need to pay attention to. In the last 10 years, they got the worst record in the National Football League. Numbers will lie to you. Your eyes won't, and numbers don't tell you the whole truth. Blake wasn't it. You want me to go further? Okay, I'll go even further for you. Jalen Ramsey, I think, had what, one or two interceptions at one point. And people were saying, well, he ain't the best. This other guy might be the best, right? Okay. He's the best cornerback in the league. I don't care how many interceptions he didn't have. And I know he didn't want to be here. Okay, good. We got rid of my all that's well and good. Nobody had a problem paying attention to the fact that Yannick Ngakoue didn't stop the runs, according to their eyes. But all of a sudden, when he wanted X amount of dollars, they said he wasn't worth it, right? Okay. And he's been on four teams in the last couple of years or whatever. Let me tell you the truth about numbers. The truth about numbers is this. He was second in quarterback pressures from of any player by the time that he entered the league. And folks said, yeah, but that's not enough. All right. So you trade Jalen Ramsey away for two first-round picks. There's some numbers for you. And one of them is Ke'Lavon Chaisson. Number 45. And we're still waiting for him to get right. He made a play the other day that somebody blocked him into. I ain't trying to kill him. I'm just saying, you don't miss what you miss until you don't have it, right? And all you had to do was give that kid another $2 million. You want to say how much money he's lost? He lost about $9 million. That's fine. His team's 2-0. So, let's get to something else. They had no problem disregarding the numbers when Leonard Fournette had a career year. In fact, the team they played the other day, he even went to Denver, had 234 yards rushing in the game, didn't he? And he had a career year, had like 1,600 yards from scrimmage, right? Yeah, we ain't going to pay attention to those numbers, though. What we're going to do is we're going to send him packing. He never played another game for the Jaguars after having that great year, right? Well, he went and won a Super Bowl. I know it was with other people and other things. And then they got James Robinson, who had big numbers last year, right? Running behind the worst roster in the history of the league. James Robinson had like 1,100 yards rushing and was one of the top five rookies in the National Football League, right? So you bring in all of these new crews and you bring in all of these new people. And you think Etienne's going to take his carries, who you used in the first round. There's another number for you. But then that first round pick gets hurt, and now James Robinson can't get out of his own way because the line stinks and the system doesn't allow him to get off. Now, you'll say, Wig, and here's the numbers that I'm talking about. James Robinson is averaging X amount of yards per carry. So he's just as good as he was last year, but he's not getting the opportunities. And you would be wrong. He's not as good as he was last year. All you got to do is watch. A lot of times when James Robinson gets those yards that he's getting, it's because the team has made a commitment to throw the ball so much that when they finally run it, they surprise people. But last year, it was totally different. They were committed to running the ball last year in a different scheme, which is why Gardner Minshew was probably able to continue to put up those stats. There's another number for you. Gardner Minshew's statistics appear to be those of a guy who was picked in the first round. Don't lie. Look at his stats. They at least appear to be of a guy who could start, right? You feel me? Is he starting anywhere in the NFL, and did they replace him with Trevor Lawrence or not? Numbers don't lie, but they don't tell you the whole truth. He ain't a franchise quarterback. So some of these numbers that you're seeing and hearing put out about how the offensive line isn't allowing pressures, that one drives me absolutely crazy. I want to talk about the line in segment number three. Because it's like we're saying, numbers don't lie, but they don't tell the whole truth. The line, there's something I'm going to tell you about the offensive line, too. All right, so we're going to give you some truth and some things that we can pay attention to so we can start shifting our focus and stop thinking so much and watching stats. Because there are people, if you listen to them and read them, they're like, oh, it ain't that bad. It is. You're going to mess around and keep listening to that crap, and you're going to be following an 0-17 team, and you're going to be like, we'll be okay. Segment three. I'm going to give it to you as good as I can, man, in segment three. And I ain't trying to make you feel bad. I'm actually trying to make you feel sane, because some of y'all are probably looking at these stats thinking, well, I must be going crazy because they should be doing so good if I look at all of this stuff, but it just seems like they're just not. No, they're not. They're not doing good at all. And you ain't crazy. You're seeing the right thing. And don't let all those stats and numbers fool you. I'm going to tell you why in segment three here on Locked On Jaguars. I want to tell you this first, though. Does the this scenario sound familiar? How you, when you have one device that lets you do this, you got to watch football on your device. You have another one where you watch all your movies and your favorite TV shows, and you're watching sports on your phone. And by the way, you have to call your son and find out what his fiance's password is to log in. That sounds a little too personal, doesn't it? Because that might be true in my case. Well, I will tell you about a simple way to get all of that done. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I haven't been guilty of all of that stuff too, but I am not no more, because I have gotten my TV together. And the reason I did is because I have DirecTV Stream. It brings you your live TV, your on-demand favorite TV shows. All of that stuff is together. So you can watch it all at one time on one device and in one place. And that means no more juggling remotes and no need to be bothering people about passwords when your phone refreshes and it deletes the automatic login, right? And here's the best part. There's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together. I love that phrase, with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices required. Content varies by package. And we are going to go there and do what? We're going to get our TV together. All right, man, and we got Built Bar on deck. I'm telling you right now, this week there's a limited time flavor, a new one. I told you to pay attention sometimes, and just sometimes they're going to drop something special on you, and they have. They've dropped the cookie dough chunk. Woo, that sounds good. And I'm going to tell you right now, it sounds almost too good to be true, but it's not too good to be true, because the macros in Built Bar are tremendous, because they're packed with protein, they're low carb, low sugar, and low calorie. And you can get 9 delicious flavors normally, but now they got this limited time flavor in cookie dough chunk. So I think I'm going to cheat on the salted caramel this week, and I'm going to try the cookie dough chunk. Salted caramel is just going to have to stand by and just watch me dip my toe into that cookie dough chunk. And you can do the same thing if you go to builtbar.com and enter the promo code locked 15, and you'll get 15%. Off your next order. Now remember, it's locked 15. You're going to get 15% off of your next order at Built Bar. Something else, man, it's something to behold. It's the greatest protein bar ever, and you need to jump in on it right now. Also go on Twitter to @bar_built for all the latest information. Rolling along here, man, on this glorious Wednesday, trying to give you guys some information that's going to help you. I don't want to hear about no quarterback pressures, and I'm going to tell you why. It's a good stat. It's a solid stat. It's true. It's not a lie. If you watch the tape, it's there, right? It's not a lie that the running backs are getting these yards where they're getting these yards. So you ask yourself, is it because Daryl Bevel wants to, and Urban Meyer, they want to showcase Trevor Lawrence so bad, and they want to just put everything on his back? And let me tell you the flip side of that. If they came out here and were running this ball 40 times a game, they wouldn't be getting that many yards. And if they did that too, you know what they'd be accused of? They'd be accused of handcuffing and shackling this young man and being too conservative. If you run the ball all the time, especially if you don't do it from a hurry-up standpoint or a no-huddle standpoint, and you don't make first downs, you're going to get bashed, because your defense is going to end up spending too much time on the field. The other part of this that these stats don't tell you is Urban says he wants to be explosive and play fast. And if you want to do that, you can't do that being Notre Dame or Nebraska from 1975. It just doesn't work. In fact, you look around at all the real good teams in the NFL, what do? They throw it around or they have Lamar Jackson. The good teams, they either throw it around or they have Lamar Jackson. If you're going to keep up with those teams, you're going to have to score points. If you got to score points, you got to do it in a passing game. If you're going to look at your passing game and evaluate your passing game, you have DJ Chark, who's in the career year, who you want to see what you have. Tony Khan was all over social media saying how they weren't going to ever trade DJ Chark, right? So that means they're going to re-sign him. So now you need to see what he's going to be re-signed for if that's the case. Urban Meyer has told people that Laviska Shenault is the most talented person on the roster. He's Mr. Versatility. He's this fun Swiss Army knife that you saw last year have about 20 plays where he had over 15 yards, correct? Then you go get a veteran wide receiver who's a professional pass catcher like Marvin Jones, who Darrell Bevell swears by. So your thing is, if you're the Jaguars, if you spread people out and you can put pressure on people, then eventually you can come back to the run and you can get some stuff with James Robinson, especially if you put him in situations where he's playing one-on-one with people and he can make people miss because he's very good at that. You know why they can't do none of that stuff? Because the line, one, makes inopportune penalties, silly down and distance situations, a mix of that and the play calling and the scheme. And you can't go, you can't disregard the fact that Darrell Bevell is trying to implement some Urban Meyer stuff into his thing. And I told you, sometimes that could be like ice cream and an onion. It doesn't go together, but we'll see if they can figure out how to make onion ice cream taste good. So the thing with the line is this. I didn't say they were horrible. If you're going to be good, you're going to dominate the line of scrimmage. On today's episode of Locked On NFL, I told James Rapine that one of the teams that I was buying was Carolina. And he said, why? I said, they're not flashy. They're not explosive. I said, but what they are doing is they're dominating on the offensive line and they're dominating on the defensive line. Those are the tangible things that when you watch football, even if a team doesn't have all these great players and if they don't have a great quarterback, the things about football that you know are not a fluke. And we're sitting here talking about whether the numbers are lying or telling the whole truth. There is something that is never a lie in football, and that is who controls the trenches. If you control the line of scrimmage and you can rush with four people without blitzing, and you can also protect the line and hold the line and push the defensive line back for the most part, like teams have been doing against Jacksonville consistently, that is not a lie. That is the real deal. It's not fake. You can push people off the ball on both sides of the ball. You're going to find a way either to win it or be close. So my question to you is whether or not you think they're bad or they're awful, are they good enough to do what I just said? The answer is no, they aren't. They're not, which is why I keep talking about the line. I don't care what the percentage says. I don't care what those yards per average is. Those are numbers and they're real, right? I get it, but they're not telling you situationally what's going on. If the Jaguars offensive line was good enough to dominate more than 30% of this league, I don't even think they can do that. If they were good enough to at least be in the top half where sometimes you can use your offensive line to take control of a football game, they cannot do it. We've lowered our expectations so much to that we'll just take okay, solid. That's not the way you win in this league. Period. It's not. And if you guys want to keep accepting that mediocrity because of some statistics, then you're in for a long haul. I'm going to tell you what won't make you in for a long haul and make you in for a long night. And that is if you watch the Locked On Bets podcast or listen to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling. Because if you're going to make wagers at Bet Online, you need to listen to this podcast first and subscribe to it and get this information because Sterling has absolutely been on fire. So check that out, subscribe to it, and listen to it wherever you get your podcast. I'm just trying to keep it real with y'all, man, on hump day. I can't lie to you in the middle of the week. I can lie to you on Tuesday. I ain't lying to you on Wednesday. All right? But come back tomorrow, man, for another edition. We're going to have a crossover edition with my man, Bo Brock, from Locked On Cardinals. Along with my man Clancy. I think Clancy is going to be with him too. So we'll have that edition up for you tomorrow. And we'll preview this weekend's game with the Arizona Cardinals. But until then, you guys keep taking care of each other, man. And don't fret. One day we're going to be all right. But we got to be honest about where we are before we get there. I'm Tony Wiggins. Until tomorrow, take care.